What's happening, buddy? How you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Apple and Green City Farm sits at a corner of a neighborhood in Winston-Salem. It's a one-acre urban farm just on the outskirts of downtown. The rows of vegetables and herbs are flanked by homes and a community tavern. The yield has been high lately, and warmer than usual temperatures into the fall played a part. When we met on a morning in November, Sam Shapiro was about to dig up thousands of pounds of sweet potatoes, much later than usual.
Part of that warming environment, in a weird way, it paid off this year in a marketable standpoint because I've been able to sort of trickle this harvest for a little bit longer, watching the weather. And, you know, technically I was harvesting eggplants and tomatoes and hot peppers this morning.
The high temps actually extended the growing season. Good for business, sure, but the accompanying drought-like conditions were not helpful.
We had a lot more watering requirements, so I can imagine if that persisted and we went on to some type of water restrictions where that was managed, that would probably be a deal breaker in a way.
Farmers expect weather variance, but there have been indicators that the swings are getting more extreme and more consistent. What could the long-term effects be?
The crops that people grow in the fall crops, cool season crops, if our heat continues later and later, and then we get, you know, swings into cold, we don't have time for those plants to get established.
That's Mark Wethington. He's the director of the J.C. Ralston Arboretum at NC State University. He says plants adapt the best they can, but when the weather is erratic, it can be tough.
If we have these abrupt changes, you know, if we go from 70 degrees on Christmas Day and then it drops down to 20 degrees, that can really damage a lot of plants. Plants that would be fine at 20 degrees and 15 degrees and lower, but that rapid shift doesn't give the plant time to adjust.
These sudden shifts in weather are also of great concern to Kathy Dello, the state climatologist.
North Carolina is changing rapidly, and we've seen a number of extreme events over the past few years, flooding, hurricanes, extreme heat. And we know that climate change is here, and it's happening to us now.
Dello says we're already seeing some effects. More extreme events, days of heavy precipitation, and large floods. Last year was the wettest year on record for North Carolina. But this year's drier conditions and heat are also a big concern. She says that heat waves are outpacing past trends in terms of duration and intensity and frequency, and that North Carolinians can expect more of this in the future. And it's not just the daytime heat that's a concern.
But where we're really seeing the change in North Carolina is our nighttime temperatures. They're outpacing the change in daytime temperatures by almost three times. And hot nights really matter. And it also has a number of impacts for our crops, which do need a certain number of cool temperatures to actually thrive.
Shoppers bundled in winter coats make their way through a busy cobblestone farmer's market on a chilly morning. Brightly colored spicy peppers, leafy greens, and herbs fill the stands. Like Sam Shapiro, many of the folks here selling had a long and plentiful growing season, but inconsistencies pose challenges.
Oh, I could definitely say that, you know, some of the weather conditions this year were good or optimal for growing. I can also say that the year before was equally as bad.
Jay Dunbar is the manager of River Ridge Organics, a berry farm in Independence, Virginia.
The big thing that I've noticed is less predictability in terms of how hot it's going to get, when it's going to rain, what the temperature fluctuation is going to be.
For Dunbar and others like him, this is the new normal. But like plants, farmers are resilient and will keep doing their best to adapt to these unpredictable conditions while keeping a hopeful eye on a future where climate change is slowed down or stopped. For WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.